This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
So we back with another episode of Dame After Dark. I am your host, Dame 3_313. And we're doing something a little bit different. It's supposed to be the Porch Party Part 2.
No.
But some of the party
they
dipped off.
On me. They tired.
It's raining outside.
They
who wants to sit on the porch and drink in the rain?
You know, they got shit to do.
Yeah, so we'll catch up with the crew later. But I'm glad to see you come out and show your face. Please introduce yourself again to people.
Hey, I'm Mimi on the mic. You can catch me at Mimi's World 83 on IG.
Okay. Your account's still locked. You got to accept
it. Surely
is. You got to accept the weirdos.
I'm not accepting no weirdos.
Okay.
If I don't know you, you ain't coming in. Next.
Does that really keep like the bullshit down?
I got 116 people in the waiting list right now. If I don't know you, I'm gonna request you first and look through your page, and if it ain't looking right, you're gonna stay right there or get deleted, period.
Okay.
I'm scared.
What helps a nigga make it through the queue?
He can make it through the queue like if he got like a whole bunch of pictures like from years ago. Like it can't be no 7 pictures. Like in the first picture you uploaded was in 2022. You are scamming somebody. I'm not into it. So no. I gotta see friends. I gotta see kids. I gotta see family. I gotta see your life. Then I'll accept you. But 7 pictures and just the same shit.
Just to be a friend on Instagram. Now I mean he trying to holler. Y'all just it ain't liking about, pictures.
That's fine, but I still don't want it. I post my kids, my personal business, my life. Everybody ain't trying. I ain't trying to let everybody into that.
Okay.
You know?
So is that hard just to gain access to the IG?
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to catch your attention in them DMs?
That's real hard because there's a lot of people in the DMs. I ain't going to lie. It's a lot of people in the DMs. And, you know, so the good thing about my phone, I don't have to actually go to the DMs. You know how you can look on the phone and swipe.
Yeah.
You can see the name. Same thing with Facebook. So when I see it, I see their name and then I'll go to their page first and see what's going on. And then if I like what I see, then I'll, you know, slide back in the DM like, what up? But if I don't like what I see, then I swipe that bitch to the left, like block this person and all accounts attached.
Block them.
Facts.
Just after a request or after a DM, they go straight to block?
After a request in a DM, if I look at your page and it's weird, I don't know. We don't have nothing to talk about.
That's very strict.
Very strict. It's very strict over here.
That's funny because
and
I...
And you know it's very strict.
I didn't... shit don't be applying to me. But
I'm saying because you know me, so you know how I am with people. Like, you know it's not that easy.
So that's funny because somebody after the last episode looked you up and reached out to me like...
Who? You ain't even tell me.
Because he just asked me like, what's up with her? Like,
uh-huh.
You know, he asked me a little background information. I made sure I kept things honest but brief.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look, as far as I know, she's single.
Wait, so obviously we not being video recorded. So he went off what I was saying?
Yeah, he found your IG.
Did he make it through?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I'm not putting all that out there. I'm not going
to tell me.
I'm not going to embarrass
you tell me afterwards.
I'm not going to embarrass my man.
Tell me when we get off.
But he asked me like, hey, what's up with her? And I was like, you know, far as I know, she's single. You know, do whatever you want
to. Is it somebody you think I know already? You think I know him already?
You all definitely don't know each other. I've already, like, there's no mutuals.
For real? Yeah. Okay.
Y'all don't know each other.
Okay.
And I believe he's a little bit younger than you.
A little bit younger.
Yeah.
What's a little bit younger? Like 35, 36?
34, 35.
Mm-mm.
That's not that far off.
It's not, but I just, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I just went tailgating like 2 weeks ago with my homegirl.
Met you some sugar daddies?
No, some young niggas. They like I ain't mess with them or nothing, but like they like these young niggas is really doing it out here. They doing better than some of our old niggas out here, like businesses and money wise. Like they, I'm like, y'all need to teach me something. I'm slow.
Okay.
I'm slow behind it. But, you know, they got all this social media and all this shit, so they know what to do with it. I don't know, but.
Well, he was inquiring about you and approaching.
Hey, friend. Hey, 35-year-old, whoever the friend is, because Dame is keeping you under wraps. He won't tell me.
Because I'm not going to put my boy on blast. And then he was like, well, what you think I could come up there with you while you record? And I was like, that might be a little bit too forward just to, like, spring that off.
That would have been fun. You should have broke.
And you say it would have been fun now. Had you showed up and not known what was up, your reaction wouldn't have been, this is fun.
Maybe.
Because if the fun didn't look like what you like,
you're right.
It wouldn't be fun.
No, it would have still been fun. He would have just been cool. Like, you're a cool ass nigga. It was cool recording with you. I'll see y'all later.
No, he trying to get to nah.
Next. Yeah. Anyways.
Drinks and dinner. You know what I'm saying? Dates. You dating these days, ain't you?
I am.
What's dating looking like for you?
Dating is looking very well. You
potentials?
Know, I'm not going out on a date if a nigga ain't a potential. I'm not thirsty for a meal.
Okay.
Or no drinks. I can go out with my girls and do all of that. But, you know, it's some potential. It's just right now I'm taking interviews.
Okay. Anybody that's looking better than the rest of the candidates?
You know. Everybody on the same playing field right now. It ain't nobody that's like.
Nobody done wild you yet,
yeah,
gave you that.
Yeah, you know. So I'm just playing a field right now.
You ready to shut up and listen though? Like and be some.
Facts.
Okay.
I've always been ready to shut up and listen. It just gotta be the right nigga to make me shut up and listen. I ain't about to just shut up and listen for the wrong nigga. Like, okay nigga, what you talking about?
So let me ask then.
Oh, like, you getting to them goddamn questions. Here we go.
Yeah, it's time.
I see your phone out.
I jotted some notes.
Oh, get with the notes.
Because I just wanted to talk to you. So I jotted some notes. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of feedback from the last episode. People.
Why I didn't see the feedback? I really wanted to see. Where did you post it? Do you post it online?
Yeah, it's up there. It's on Apple Podcasts. People reached out to me directly. People would DM me.
Why you ain't send me no screenshots?
I don't have no reason for it. I guess I wasn't thinking like a woman. I was like, oh, that's dope. Okay. I appreciate you listening.
Okay.
You
know. Okay.
Yeah, they cool.
Okay.
Some of them single. You know, I'm passing off like that type of info.
Okay. They like, I want to see what they look like. What's them?
Yeah, you gotta listen to the show. They get their IGs.
Right.
And then you go do the detective work on your own. I can't give you no more alley-oop than that.
That's facts.
So, I mean, if we all grown, like, don't. We learned a long time, girl. Girls don't bite unless you kind of request that type of shit.
Go fishing.
Yeah. So, what does it look like dating you?
Oh, my God. I don't know what you mean. Like, what does it look like?
Like, what's the experience? What it feel like? Are you warm, welcoming? I know you can be a little standoffish.
I guess it just depends on the vibe that I'm picking up. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, you know, if you open and we having a good conversation, I'm going to have a good conversation with you. If you sitting there and you ain't talking about shit, I'm just be like, okay, ready to get the fuck on and go back home and get under my covers. You know, it just depends on the person and what they talking about. Like, I like a person who can have a conversation. Let's talk about some shit. Like, I don't want to talk about the same shit. Like, what's your favorite food? So where you be going? Like, what you be doing? Like, I want to talk about some deep shit. Like, tell me some shit that I don't know about. Like, I went out with this guy this past weekend. And so I'm like into the stars and shit like that. So he kind of
like planets or like astrology?
Yeah, like astrology.
Okay.
So it kind of like, this might sound nerdy to another person, but it kind of like blew my mind. Cause I'm like, I'm looking at the stars and the moon was nice and shit. And I'm like, oh, I can see two stars. Like, look at the stars. And he was like, hold on. So he pulled out his phone and he like, I got this thing on my phone. So he put the phone like up in the sky and you could see like, the
constellations.
Yes, you can see. He was like, so that star is actually blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, would you name a star after me? He's like, yeah, I would. He was like, you know, just showing me shit like that. Like, that's different. Like, niggas come with the same shit all the time. So that kind of like was like, oh, okay, I like that. Like, that was different. It was okay. Cute. You know, I was like, it was kind of nerdy, but I like a little nerdy sometimes. Like, you pulled out an app on your phone and had some shit for the stars. Okay. But it was cute.
All right. Different. You weren't expecting that? That hadn't kind of come up in your conversations?
Never.
Okay.
Never. And he know I'm into that shit. So it was like.
So he was listening.
He was listening.
That's good.
He's a good listener.
Okay.
He done brung up some shit a few times. Like, I be listening.
That should get him some brownie points.
He got some brownie points. You know, and then we had a nice dinner somewhere that I've never been. Like, he set it up, and it was real nice. And a lot of people was in both of our ear, like, it's expensive. It's not that good. It's not that great. He like, no, we going to, you know, decide for ourselves. Let's experience it for ourselves.
You want to drop the name of the place, or is that secret?
No, it was just, what's that, Imaginate?
Oh, the food there good. I like
yeah,
Imaginate.
Yeah, a lot of people was like, oh, the food ain't great, and it's expensive. It's overpriced. It's doing too much, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I liked it. I enjoyed myself. It was a beautiful atmosphere. The food was great.
I think it's comparable price for what you pay for regular dining in the city of
Detroit.
And
that's what he was saying, because literally probably 2 weeks ago, we went to Tom's Oyster Bar. He was like, I paid the same amount at Tom's Oyster Bar, so I don't see what the big difference was.
Yeah, it's comparable for when you're an adult and you're going on a date.
I mean, when you're going on a date and you're an adult, you're going to spend
$200. Two entrees, couple drinks.
Right. Appetizers. Like, that's...
Look, me and my daughter spend $60 at Buddy's.
You feel me? I spend $20 at McDonald's.
And ain't an alcoholic beverage like to be consumed.
You feel me? That's why I'm like, oh, where the fuck y'all be going? Because this is the average price when you go out on a date.
Applebee's. They be lying. They be at Applebee's.
I'm not going to Applebee's.
They be lying, but they be on Applebee's.
I ain't mad. Listen.
You said you're not going to Applebee's?
No. Not when we... So I'm going to say this, because the next day, we went to Red Robin. I was good with that. Like, I'm...
Sometimes you just be out and about,
yeah,
let's grab
like
something
to
eat.
We went to the mall, we kicked it at the mall, then we... I'm sorry, I keep hitting that thing. And that's then fine. We went to Red Robin. I'm good. I'm not that person that's been like, oh, it's got to be 5-star. And I'm okay, but I just like that he took the time to set up something that was nice that I ain't never
Oh, it sound like he winning. It sound like he doing good.
Yeah, he doing all right.
Let's put a gold star next to his name.
We'll put two.
You ready to give him some?
No. That nigga dinner? Okay, you did dinner. Great. I could have took myself to Imaginate. That don't give you no pussy.
Okay, so like what?
What the fuck? These girls are doing a lot for less. I'm not her.
But you said it's been a couple dates. You at least said three, and he took you to the mall, so I know he bought you something.
No, we just was walking around the mall.
Okay.
I wanted to go get something. He ain't buy what I went to get. Shit, he probably would have got three gold stars. If he would have purchased what the fuck I went for, but he did not.
Okay.
I got me a good Starbucks drink out of that deal.
So you got something.
I got something, but you know. I can't stand you.
So what is it going to take?
What do you mean? What, to get pussy? Like, is that what you aiming for? Like, what is it going to take? Or what is it going to take for me to settle down with this person?
No, I'm not just, that would sound very crass if I was like, what is it going to take
for
you?
You are very crass.
I can't tell you how to. You're grown enough. You know how to manage your vagina. So like, that's not for me to say.
What
I'm just saying,
asking?
Like to get closer to you. Like it sounds like he on a good foot. Like what's this?
I don't
this
think,
is,
you don't think he closer to me?
I don't know. It doesn't. It sounds. You said everybody on the same playing field. So you getting this same experience from everyone?
No, that's not what I'm saying. When I say everybody on the same playing field, it's just like...
Are you giving everybody the same chance to prove themselves?
Yeah, I'm in the interview phase. Everybody is doing interviews right now. And then, you know, not saying like dinners and shit, like that's what's going to make me get closer to you. It's a feeling for me. So it's like whoever I'm feeling the most, a nigga could take me to fucking Starters. But if I'm feeling him more than the nigga that took me to Imaginate, it is what it is. But right now, nobody has wowed me. Like, yeah, I could see myself cutting everybody off and just fucking with him.
So what would make you cut everybody off?
The feeling.
That's it?
I have a feeling. I am a passionate
Just this imaginary
person.
Vibe.
I am a passionate person. Anybody, I've been engaged twice, Dame. You know that. Those people have wowed me in some type of way.
Really?
Yes. They
okay.
had to. You want me to go into how?
If you want to share, I'm open to listen.
Okay. So, like, with my youngest daughter's father, he wowed me by doing shit. I worked at a salon downtown. And I would literally come out of work and my car would have flowers and like a handwritten note on my windshield. Like, that's the kind of shit that get me. When we moved in with each other, I would get out the shower and you know how the fog be on the mirror? And it would say, I love you in the fog on the mirror. Like, I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, that shit wows me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it ain't the money. It ain't what you're doing. It's like little shit to show me, like, I'm really fucking with her. Like, I really fuck with this girl. The like, effort. You took out the time out of your day to come all the way downtown to my job and put some flowers and a handwritten note on my goddamn car. And you got shit to do, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's the type of shit that can get my attention.
That's why he gave that nigga a baby, too.
That's why he got a baby. That's why he put that ring on my finger and all that.
Okay.
You know? But shit don't last all the time.
Nigga, who you telling?
You know?
It don't last most of the time.
Sometimes shit go left.
It don't last most of the time. Because you only end up being with one person. So that means the other 99% weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
Weren't supposed to last or work out like that.
And then with my other daughter's father...
He proposed also?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was trying to be like families.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all in the same
Both
house.
Both of my children came from engagements.
Okay. Ain't nobody judging you.
I mean, you know how niggas be like, you got 30 baby daddies. I only got 2 baby daddies, and I was engaged to both of them. Don't come for me. But with him, it was like, it was a friend. He was my friend. Like, we could hang out, we could drink, we could talk, we could really vibe, kick it. Like, that was fun. That was another situation where he listened. I love Sade. He surprised me with a concert. Sade don't come around.
No, okay? Not at all.
She don't come the fuck around. She had a concert, and that was it for me. He took me to that concert, and I was like, oh, this nigga took me to a Sade concert? This bitch don't come out? She don't
That's
come
like
to
an
concert?
Experience.
It was a motherfucking experience, and I think I probably fell in love that night, and it was over from there.
Okay.
So.
That's beautiful.
I need
That's
a nigga
like
to
a...
listen to me and what I like, because okay. I say what I like a lot.
So beyond listening, what else you desire? What do you need?
I need some. I see y'all be posting this shit on my Instagram. Niggas don't be catching on. But I need somebody to show me some different shit. Like, I'm sure you know, like, living in Detroit, I'm sure with the females that you deal with, it be the same shit. People do the same shit. They go to the same places. They do the same things. Like, I first of all, I don't even want to live in Detroit. You know that. I want to live somewhere else because I'm so sick of the Detroit shit. It's always Detroit shit. If somebody could come in and just show me some different shit, I don't care what it is. Take me golfing. I ain't never been golfing.
You never been to Topgolf?
That ain't golfing.
Okay.
I've been to Topgolf. I don't need a nigga to be like, look.
We going to the country club.
Yeah, we going to the country club. I want you to put on your little tennis skirt or whatever. I'm going to take you out and I'm going to show you how to golf. That's fun for me. That's okay. Different. I want a nigga to be like, hey, put on your clothes. We about to go hop on this boat and go fishing. That's fun for me. I'm an outdoors person. I like to be outdoor. I like to do. I don't want to go to the bar to eat, Topgolf, movies, the same shit. I want to see some different shit.
Okay.
That's what I need. That's,
sound like
that's
you,
the
you need a wow experience.
I need a wow. I need a nigga to be like, I got these dirt bikes. We about to go hit this trail. And we about to get on these dirt bikes and get muddy. That's what I like.
Okay.
That's fun.
No, that is fun, though.
You know, some shit is, you know, Michigan got a lot of shit.
Okay.
That don't nobody get into. So.
Anything, now that the weather's starting to change, we're getting in the fall, Dayton looks a little bit different, in my opinion, in the fall. Mm-hmm. I like going to the apple orchard. I do like doing shit that's like outside because it's not too cold, but you can get out with a hoodie and a vest and enjoy a nice evening, you know, outside and doing some shit. So, like, now that the weather is changing, like, anything different that you want to try?
Yeah. Like, I love. So, my best friend and her guy actually went to the apple orchard, and she invited us to go. And I was like, I want to go to the apple. But I didn't know they had, like, wine tasting.
Oh, yeah. Blake's got, like, a bar. They got a tasting room. Yeah.
I love wine. So, that would have, if I would have knew that, that would have been a vibe. I would have loved to do that. I would love to, like, I don't know if you ever heard of Tree Runner.
Yeah, because my nephews did that for their birthday.
Yeah, I took my kids there one time. I ain't been back since, but it would be nice because at night, you know, they got the lights and it's, you know, glowing and
different
pretty.
Experience.
Like, let's go do the tree runner. Let's do some active shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to haunted houses. Let's go on a hayride. Let's, you know, just some different stuff. I'm so sick of eating. Okay. I'm so sick of eating and motherfucking drinking. I don't want to do it no more. That's all.
Pretty girls always hungry though.
I can eat after the date. I can feed myself. Give me an experience.
Okay.
That's what I want. Something different. Damn.
All right. So they're trying to date you and you in her DMs. that's your end right there. Be decent looking and come with an offer of something different.
Take me to Tree Runner. Let's drive 3 hours away. Go wine tasting. Go to a real winery.
Okay.
You know, let's go to Traverse City. Turn around. Let's go to Cedar Point.
That's a nice day trip.
What's that called?
Hollow Weekend.
Do
you ride the rides?
I ride the rides, nigga. You got to be ready to get on that front row. We'll put your goddamn hands up.
My nigga.
That's what I'm talking about.
I always want to get up front.
You know?
And niggas be like,
I'm going in the middle. Like,
no,
what?
No, I want to see it.
Front row me.
Yeah, I want to
see
it. Please. That's my favorite thing to do when I go to Cedar Point. First of all, I want to get there early as fuck.
I want the fast pass.
Nah, so.
I ain't got into the fast pass.
But what I used to do, what used to be my hookup, like, there was somebody I used to date. Me and her would go to Cedar Point during the summer. We'd pick like a random Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's the best days.
You go. Bitch, empty.
Yeah,
like you can
getting through them lines easy. Everybody at school.
Yeah, and it'd be like right before school let out.
Mm-hmm.
We go random Tuesday or Wednesday. We get there like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Literally by like 2 or 3, we done rode everything we want to rode. Everything we want to ride.
Twice.
We done ate. Mm-hmm. It's like shit. If you want to drive back to Detroit, I mean, shit, we'd be there right on the tail of rush hour traffic. Yeah. Like fuck it.
That too, and then like little shit like. You know, they got a comedy show. They got Funny Bones in Ohio. You know, they got all these concerts at all these casinos. Like, I'm just older now. Like, I just feel like we grown. We got.
You want a grown dating experience.
I want a grown ass. Like, I like jazz music. Let's go to a jazz bar.
Okay.
It's jazz bars in Ann Arbor. I done looked them up.
It's a couple downtown.
I've been to them. I've been to Cliff Bell's. I've been to Baker's. They got Dirty Dog Jazz.
Yeah.
I ain't never been there. I would love to go there. I looked up one in Ann Arbor. They got one in Ann Arbor.
Burt sometimes has jazz.
I've been to Burt's, you know. So I was just like, some shit I just want a nigga to take some damn initiative to look up some shit.
and stop asking me,
so what you in the mood for? What you want to do?
Okay,
like,
that's fair.
What vibe you going off? Oh, my God. Damn.
So say this gentleman is lucky enough to get you out on a date. Do you find something that spark your interest? What do you feel is something that you shouldn't discuss or share in dating?
This the first date?
No, let's say this the third date. Y'all done hung
what
out.
What you shouldn't?
Yeah. Something you ain't trying to like that'll make you be like, I don't know.
What you wouldn't talk about?
I always look for like how people treat their kids
and
the person that they had kids with. Because I'm not saying that everybody is perfect. Like we all do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you talk to my kids' mama, she got a fucking opinion, but I got an opinion of her ass. So like everybody does some
that
shit. But like you know, if your first thing is like, fuck that ass nigga, I shouldn't have never. Yeah, like, oh. So you didn't catch the vibe?
You had the baby with him.
Yeah, like you didn't catch the vibe? Or is he a hoe ass nigga because he told you at 2 months when you got pregnant, like, this ain't really what I want to do. And you said, you know, my decision, my body. And he acted like the nigga he already showed you he was going to act like.
And this might not be. This might not, people might not feel like that, but I don't want to hear about finances. I don't want to hear about it that early. Like, if you fucked up.
You probably shouldn't be dating.
Yeah, but let's kind of like just enjoy the time first, you know what I'm saying? And then let me like you first before I know you fucked up. Because if you hit me on the third day, like, yeah, I had to file for bankruptcy and I'm about to lose my house in foreclosure. You're not going to hear from me again because it's just like, nigga, like, let me like you first and then hear about
this. You want to come live with you.
And then we can figure out how we can make this right for you because I like you now. So I want to make it right for you. You can't live with me. You definitely can't live with me.
Just
however,
just
now that I like you, let's figure out how we can get past the bankruptcy and how we can save your house.
It's only going to take $6,000. Let me borrow it.
Not from me.
Let me borrow.
I got two kids and one in college.
Let me borrow $6,000 real quick. I'll pay you back with my taxes.
That's what I don't do. I'm not lending no money to nobody. You got to be my husband. If you my husband, you can have whatever. I'm not lending to no niggas.
Okay. Finance.
And I don't expect no nigga to lend to me. Now, if he wants to, first of all, a nigga ain't going to never even hear that I'm in the financial ruin like that to where he got to lend to me because I'm very private about what I got going on. I don't want to express that to no man unless he about to be my husband. But I'm not lending no money to no man other than my husband.
Okay. You firm on that one.
I'm very firm on that.
That's fine.
I done seen that shit. Too many times.
Go bad.
Go real bad. You don't get shit back.
And I
fucked up and now this nigga good.
He back on his feet.
And then he ain't fucking with you. And he fucking with somebody else. And still ain't gave you your money back. And you still fucked up.
It's a donation. It's a donation.
I don't give donations.
God gonna bless you. He gonna give it back tenfold.
He will, but that ain't for me.
Giving,
that
I give it back
to
you.
That ain't my ministry.
It is now.
That ain't my ministry. Whatever these women want to do with these niggas, that ain't mine.
Anything else you don't want to hear about?
That's really, like, the finances for me is just, like, keep that to yourself. I also don't, it's a thin line. I don't mind hearing about the exes and, like, what you done did and stuff. But I don't want to keep hearing, like, the whole dinner we talking about your ex and what she did and how she did it and how she left you for this nigga. I don't want to spend my whole dating experience with you hearing about your ex.
Okay.
Or your ex bitches or what. Can we talk about what we doing? I don't want to hear that.
I feel you.
Don't want to hear that.
You know, you made a good point. Like, when you fucked up, I remember a point in time in my life, like, I was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't had no business dating. Like,
we all been there.
I was super fucked up and I met like somebody that was really incredible and like really helped me mm-hmm. during that time that I was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But being that I was so fucked up, like I ain't give her nothing of an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. Like when I look back, I was going to jail a lot.
Oh my God.
Like she had bailed me out at least twice.
Oh my God.
I paid her back.
You should have married her.
But she had bailed me out at least twice.
She was a down ass bitch.
I remember the engine blew on my expedition.
Oh my God.
On my birthday that year.
Oh my God.
Engine blew.
How were you?
Shit, I think I was turning, I wasn't quite yet 40. So hold on, my so I was turning 35.
Still young.
I was turning 35. The engine blew on my expedition.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't had no way to get that shit fixed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was just, I let them come take it eventually.
Because
mm-hmm. the engine was like 3,800. I might have owed like 42 on it. And I was like,
buy a new car at this point.
So that's what I did. I went to buy me another car. But, you know, credit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
They see I got this other car. They was like, well, turn that bitch in and you mm-hmm. get. You can get this one. I'm like, nah, something else going on with that one. Like, mind your business. But I found somebody to finance me for like I still got the bitch. an Explorer. I found somebody to finance me for an Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to put like $1,800 down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucked up.
She
I don't have it. I can't. No, I scrapped up like 13. But I was
scrapped.
But I was like,
is this scrapped for me?
But I was like 500 short.
And she came through.
So she had her own business.
Mm-hmm.
She went out working all day. I just figured like she was just, you know.
She had it.
No, I just figured she was working. Like she was calling me throughout the, like this was my legit girlfriend. She mm-hmm. calling me and shit throughout the day. I'm thinking, you know, right, she just working. I mean, she working longer hours than normal, but.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't thinking nothing. And she kept pressing me about seeing me that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I mean, okay, I'll be at home if you want to see me.
All right, bitch, damn.
Yeah. But when she came, through, she was like, look, I've been working all day so I get the money to help you get in this truck. And she gave it to me. She was like, I hope you repay me.
Damn, I'm disappointed in you right now, because that's why you don't have a wedding ring on your fingers is above me.
I did something very wrong.
What you did?
I get to it. But she gave me the $500 and she was like, I hope you repay me. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, she was like, you know, God is preparing me to be a wife.
Oh.
And this is what I would do for my husband.
Okay.
Now, maybe you're not my husband, but she was like, God told me to do this.
Mm.
So I'm going to be obedient to what he told me. And I went and got that car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what fucked up what put the knife in the relationship, because mm-hmm. she dealt with a lot of shit that she probably didn't have to. She ain't had no kids.
With you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of kids. You know what I'm saying? And life looked different when you a man with kids.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't had to deal with none of that shit, but she did. She was trying to build a relationship with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
She had a plan about us living together. She came up with the plan because mm-hmm. I was, you know.
You wasn't feeling it for real?
I was just, you know, I move at my own pace. I was just
very slow
dragging my feet. And
very slow motion, ladies, if you're fucking with Dame. He's very slow motion.
I was just dragging my feet, moving slow. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We only been doing this thing a couple months, like, you know. Calm down.
Couple months, like hot. What's couple months? 2 months? 3 months?
No, like 7 to 8. Just a couple okay. months.
That's a lot of months. But okay.
So we was.
Oh, nigga.
She came up with this plan about us living together. Whole, like, nigga, damn near like a PowerPoint. Like, mm-hmm. I would be able to help you do this.
Mm-hmm.
We would be able to try and save this much every month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you fix this, this, and this in the house. I want to do this. Like, whole thing.
Whole wife. That's what she sound like. A whole motherfucking wife. What happened?
Whole plan. So she used to travel a lot. Like, mm-hmm. go out the country.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Africa. I think this is the time she went to Africa
mm-hmm.
for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Before she went to Africa, she used to do like extreme couponing. So, like, so we go to Walmart.
Why is that so funny to me?
We be at Walmart at like midnight.
Where I need some coupons.
We be at Walmart at like midnight with like 4 or 5 baskets, like full of shit.
Dang, shut but it the only fuck
equal,
up.
But it only equal up to like $30.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, I'm serious.
You
like
said extreme coupons.
No, like you seen the show. You seen the show?
Seen the show.
Like she was like that.
She is. We would
coupon. She would coupon so much to the point she would get money back. Like all, like the coupons were paying for themselves, and like we would buy shit, and she would get $30, and we got 4 baskets full of like detergent and
you said it was
body
$30.
Wash. She would get money back.
Okay.
So anyway, right before her trip to Africa, this is like a monthly thing. It's not that funny.
It's the extreme coupon.
Because that's what it was. It would be like a band of coupons. It'd be like
I can't breathe. Okay, I'm listening.
So before her trip, we went and we got like a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? She had like a little work truck. We filled up the truck like literally from top to bottom, back row.
What'd she do for her main job?
She was just a full-time entrepreneur. Like what she did was her.
What'd she do?
She was cleaning houses.
Okay.
So like, but that was her full-time hustle.
Oh, that's money though.
Yeah. So,
got enough.
So we had bought like a bunch of cleaning supplies and shit from Target. And she was like, I'm going to be gone 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In the 2 weeks time, can you empty my truck and put all of this stuff in the basement where I keep my cleaning supplies? And I was like,
you didn't do
yeah, I can do it. Nigga, I'd be lucky if I move four bottles of shit to the basement. She had a spiral staircase going down to the basement. I slipped. I was like, I'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow never came. And this, the more fucked up part is, I would be at her house every day because she had dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her I would go let the dogs out. She wanted the dogs to go out like 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go by there and let the dogs out. And I'd just be looking at that shit in her truck like, maybe I'm going to get the kids tomorrow. They can help me bring some of it in. And I never moved that shit in. So she came back from Africa, happy to see me, missed her boo.
Nigga, I would have been hot.
happy to see
nigga,
me.
This with you couldn't do that
with gifts.
Oh, you got me fucked up.
With gifts for me and my children.
From Africa.
From Africa.
Oh, you motherfucker.
She snuck me this sword from Africa. I still got it. It's beautiful. Gifts for me and the kids.
And you couldn't take the shit out of the car and put it in the basement.
Didn't even do it.
You lazy motherfucker.
And I knew, like, that was the breaking point. Like, I knew it was. Because, like, we went from talking every day to then I ain't hear from her for, like, 2 days. And I'd be texting, you know, what's up?
Because it's the disrespect at that point. Like, nigga, do you realize what I just did for you? And you couldn't empty a motherfucking trunk?
Well, these were months apart from giving me the money to the trunk.
You couldn't empty my truck, nigga.
And bailed me out maybe two, three times.
I just got you out of jail. You in a truck because of me. Nigga, your kids is good because of me.
Yep.
I'm looking out for you, making sure you good, and you couldn't empty my trunk.
All that shit. So we didn't talk for like 2-3 days, and then she called me like when I was at work, so she knew I couldn't pick up and just left me a voicemail.
like, this shit is done.
No, she left me a voicemail like, when you get off, if you could come by my house, we need to have a conversation.
We need to end this shit.
And I was like, if you're going to end it, like, I ain't, you know, you don't have to.
So were you self-sabotaging? Because it sounds like you kind of knew what it was. And it sounds like you might have been sabotaging that shit. Because you self-sabotage, like, I knew what it was.
Self-sabotaging, no. But did I do enough to respect what we had going on? Did I do enough to, you know, hold up my end of the bargain? Nah, I didn't.
So
I did. I did the bare ass minimum to her.
So why? Because I feel like this is a pattern. Let's get into it.
For me or just in general?
No, just men.
Okay.
You get this woman who go over and fucking beyond. And these are the ones you treat like trash. Like, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing the extra shit. She'll be all right.
Yeah, that was me. But that was me the whole time.
But then you... And I'm not saying, I'm not pointing a finger at you. I just see it so much.
Okay.
And then you get the bitch that ain't doing shit for a nigga. Like, this nigga complaining every day. This bitch don't cook. This bitch don't validate me. She don't lift me up. Like, I'm da-da-da-da. But they bend over backwards and do the most for that bitch. The bitch that's doing XYZ, trying to get your shit together, your credit together, your life, taking care of your kids, making sure your house clean, all that. Y'all treat like dirt. You treat the bitch that ain't giving a fuck about your ass like fucking everything. Why is that?
I'll be honest. In that moment, I had the type of woman that I needed, but I can't say she had all the aesthetics that I wanted.
Sometimes it ain't the full package. Like, yeah, she got that, but she ain't got this.
And then I was being like on my own shit. Like, I ain't gotta do that shit. Like, fuck, I look like doing some shit like that.
Fuck, you look like taking some fucking detergent to the basement. Oh my god,
I know.
What the fuck you look like doing that? That's because that's just crazy.
I had a lot of audacity in me.
That is crazy
for somebody like
that you're probably gonna use,
that left work to come bail my ass out of jail more than once.
That's crazy.
Had her employee in the car with her, so like, now it's extra embarrassing because my girl pull up with the money and she got her employee in the car. Like, I rode in the back seat.
Very embarrassing for her.
I rode in the back seat and I still need to go to the impound to get my truck.
Very embarrassing for her.
So all the way around.
Humiliation at its finest.
Yeah. I was just a trash ass.
I'm glad you know.
I can go back and look on it and understand where I fucked up. Because, like, when I look at my dealings with women, I don't go pointing the finger like, she ain't do... Like, no, the finger start with me. I know I can be a little bit moody. I can be, you know, not consistent all the time. I know I can, you know, move at my own pace. And all that shit doesn't necessarily work when you're trying to date and get to know somebody. Yeah, and you're trying to figure out what the fuck it is y'all gonna be. And
are y'all still friends?
So there's a very interesting turn to
she
the story.
She married, ain't she?
Nah, she dating one of my closest homies.
She went to the homie.
Like a nigga that I like grew up with like a brother.
Oh, she said, you ain't want me.
And so like he asked me, he's like, do you mind if I... Now, it's been years since me and her dealt with each other. But he asked me, he's like, you mind if I kind of holler at her? I was like, I ain't do shit with it. So like they dating. I don't know what's gonna come of it, but
how
like
that make you feel?
I ain't mad. You know, I don't look at a woman like I own her after we dated. We dated. That was it. We ain't got no kids. We ain't got no bills.
So with you knowing her and him, you think they're going to work?
I think they're a much better fit, in all honesty. I know the type of person that he is. He's patient. He listen. He kind. He's going to, I don't want to say fall in line, but like he's going to be, they're going to be more compatible. They're into the same things.
So, dang, me and you like alike on that. So, it's a guy that's been in my life since I was 25. I met him. I talked about him on the last thing. Like, he head over heels, but I don't have that for him. But him and my aunt is only two or three years older than me. I just feel like they the ones. Like, I want to put the motherfucker together so bad.
But he ain't gonna see that.
But
what she look like though? She look good. She
beautiful. My aunt is beautiful. Like, she 42, 43, I think.
That's my age. Yeah. I'll be 42.
Oh, you want to talk?
No, I'm just saying. Like, don't talk like it's old.
She's like my height. She's very light complected because my grandma was like Indian and white, and so she got that side. She got green eyes. She got freckles. Beautiful girl.
But he gotta give up on the
whole. But the crazy part is that's his type. He always been, I love her, you know, a red bone, light skin. And I'd be like, why you like me so much?
You kind of light.
I'm light in the winter. I like to tan in the summer because I like a little brown because I get pale as fuck. But everything about her is really what he looking for. And everything about him is what she looking for. And I be wanting to hook the motherfuckers up.
He got to get over so that bad. Over that hype of wanting to be with you.
I told her that. I was like, I want to hook. She was like, girl, please. That nigga is in love. I would never. And I'm like, if he could get past that and see that my auntie is really
damage.
The one.
Too much damage.
They would be the one.
Too much damage.
Because they both like to dance. They both old spirited. Like everything. They like to travel.
Don't matter.
They would be the ones.
Don't matter.
I think it's fucked up. I don't want him to like me. Don't matter. Because I love him. Like, literally, everybody be like, so if he got married, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to show up to that wedding with the most beautiful gift. I want him to find so much happiness because it ain't going to be with me. But I want him to find some happiness. But I really feel like my aunt would be the one.
You should just let that go. That's over with.
Okay, fuck.
That's over with.
But damn, I wish he would have met her first.
Wow.
I met another guy and I actually hooked her up with him.
Okay.
I went on one date with him and I was like, look, y'all are better fit. He's boring as fuck to me. And they still friends to this day. They dated, but they still friends. She was like, it didn't work out. But I'm trying to pass these niggas. Because they ain't mad. Like how you just said, I don't own you. I don't. Yeah, it didn't work out. Go fuck. Be happy.
Yeah, I didn't feel no type of way when he asked me about her. And I was, you know, if it worked for them, it just worked for them. But I don't have no ownership over nobody. So I don't be like.
That's real.
Nigga, we dated back in 97. Nigga like,
oh, I fucked with her. That's my bitch. You can't fuck with her. I'm glad you released her.
No, but I do understand looking back on it. Like I can name a few women that I know for sure I had in my corner, and I was just on some nigga shit. Only thing I was loyal to was my lust in the moment.
Yeah.
And when you loyal to that, like you'll move however.
So where you at now, damn?
I'm ready to get married now.
Are you?
I am.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you positive?
I've done.
Because you've been married before, so you know what it looked like.
I know what it looked like. I know where it feel like, and I know where I failed at.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When I got married the first time, I was young. I was 22 going on 23.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out how to be a father, a man, and a husband all at the same time, and I just failed at being a husband. I thought money and things would compensate for my lack of being around or being as involved as I should have been. I remember a time, and I've talked about it before on the show, I bought a $500,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought buying her a big ass house.
It would suffice.
And we had a big, and I bought her a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids had, you know, we got, 3,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I thought like.
That was it.
you know, we got enough money in the bank for you to do what you want when you want to go. She would call me up and like, look, me and the kids and my sister's going to Great Adventure. We'll be back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, y'all, you pack up. Y'all have a good time. Be safe.
You're supposed to come with us. What the fuck?
But that's
I ain't getting married to be by myself and go hang out with my sister.
But that's how detached in my head I was from shit. I just felt like things would help make her happy, where she would have been much happier in a 1,600 square foot home where her husband there and involved and active every single night. Like, that would have been a much better trade-off.
So, for someone like me, I know you got more questions for me, but I'm not
married. We're going to get into nasty shit next.
Yeah, so let's do the wholesome shit right quick. I ain't been married. So, since you've been married, what does a wife look like? Because, you know, I be having my own thoughts on, like how you just said earlier, you ready to shut up and listen?
I don't think that's just joking with you, because I know you're hard to deal with sometimes. But when I think about like what my wife or what ideally would look like for me,
what do men look for with a wife?
I'm looking for my peace, my support system. Now, naturally, you're not going to be my peace if I'm bringing hell to the house.
What does peace look like, though? Because men say that all the time, but what does that look like?
The world cold as fuck. Mm-hmm. I got to fight with the motherfuckers down at the job. Mm-hmm. I got to fight with them niggas paying these bills. Mm-hmm. I got to fight niggas in the neighborhood. I got to deal with niggas at the store. Mm-hmm. I got to deal with niggas. I'm serious. I try my best to avoid places with niggas because mm-hmm. I'll be wanting to deal with that shit as I get older. Mm-hmm. But I got to deal with nigga shit sometimes from the kids, sometimes from their mama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want to come home and not be barked at the first thing. Home should feel like love. Mm-hmm. It should feel like comfort. So it should feel like
we
warmth.
Need to do this. We got to pay that. We got to, like, that ain't it. That ain't it.
Not soon as I walk through the door. Now, there's a time and place for that conversation. While we sitting down watching TV, he's like, you know, the DTE bill came in. Mm-hmm. It's due on the such and such. There's always a way to position it. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't right now. First walking the door.
No, I need a chance to decompress. You know, I also look for like, I want somebody that's my friend and that's fun. A lot of women, in my opinion, lose out because they're not cool.
Yeah.
They're not like, they got their nose stuck up in the air. Like, I'm cool with going out to nice restaurants, white tablecloth, nice experience. But sometimes, baby, let's have an adventure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to Chili's tonight, bitch. We going 2 for $20. Let's get fucked up off these shots and these margaritas.
Look, I remember being out with like an ex. We walking through downtown. Somebody hand us a flyer for like midget wrestling. Like we had completely different plans on the agenda.
But it's
midget wrestling for $5 around the corner.
I'm
like,
scared of midgets, though. No, I'm so scared of them motherfuckers.
They thick and muscular.
No, one punched me one time and I was like, I'm done. Jeez, I swear to God.
You got into a fight with a midget?
No, she punched me and I was done.
Why did she punch you?
You
can't glaze over that.
No. You know how they do the Christmas pictures in the mall.
What did you fuck with her? You had to.
No, I didn't fuck with her. You had to pinch her or something. Bitch, like the line was long. It was a lot going on. Like, girl, move out the way so we can take this pill. I just want my kid. And she like pushed me hard as hell. She was like, and I was like, I'm not fucking with midgets ever again. These motherfuckers.
So she pushed you.
She pushed me, but she punched me at the same time. It was a push punch, and that bitch was strong. And I was like,
get your motherfucking hands off me.
It's strong as fuck. But anyway, rewind it back before we get into the nasty shit, because I know we got to be out here in a minute.
No, you know what? My daughter flipped the script on me, so I got time. I got time. We ain't got to rush it.
So look, I was asking that because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm super cool with my oldest daughter's father and his wife. So we all drove down to see my daughter play at college or whatever. So we was in a car and we was having a conversation about, you know, what men need, what women need. And so, like, this is the first time I heard him, like, really say some shit. So he was like, man, women just don't understand what niggas go through. And I'm like, he was like, it's hard as fuck being a man. And I'm like, okay, well, talk to us. Like, tell me what it is.
Because nobody gives a fuck about men.
And that's what he said. He's like, don't nobody give a fuck about us. He was like, you can't cry. You can't show emotion. You got to do this. You got to do that. You can't. And I'm like, damn. So me and his wife is kind of like on the same, like, women go through shit too. Like, he like, but y'all don't go through what a man, like, y'all don't walk in our shoes. Like, it's
women
so much
go through
more shit that we go through.
It's so much support for women. People,
you think so?
If you crying and you had a bad day, I'm sure there's a nigga you can call on your phone that'll comfort you. Come on, meet me for something to eat. I'll make you feel
that
bad.
That ain't comforting. Just he want to fuck at the end of the night. He going to feed you and trying to fuck you. That ain't no real comfort, though.
Okay.
Your homegirls will comfort you, though.
That's fine. I can't call nobody be like, they doing cuts down at the job and it might be me. Like, because when you a man and when you an able-bodied man, people are like, what the fuck wrong with you? Why ain't you figured it out? Go down there to such and such. Right. Get a job. They expect you to do something. Nobody. And I tell my son this shit all the time when he become like, don't nobody give a fuck about an able-bodied grown
right,
man.
Get out there and get some.
That can't figure his shit out because there's no resources for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not a vet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might be able to get Medicare. But like, nigga, it's going to be, they might get you a bridge card, but you're going to get what, $150 a month?
Yeah.
That's not going to feed you for the month, son.
So like, feed you for 2 weeks.
So like, there's a lot of shit that's, you know, sandwiched into that. We're like, you know, when both my parents did, I don't have like a great relationship with my sister. So it's just me and my kids.
Yeah.
When I go through, I'm dealing with some shit right now. And like, nigga, I want to break down about the shit.
No, you can call me Dame.
But I can't, though.
You can.
Nah,
we are friends. You can always
friends, but,
call me.
But I'm saying, like, even once I cry about it, the shit still got to get figured the fuck out.
I hope.
And I got to do it.
I'll help you figure it out.
Okay.
Well, I'm a figure it out person.
And that's what I sometimes, like, I feel like a man should figure things out. But, like,
no,
women.
Everyone needs help.
So, like, I think people should play to their skill sets. I got a good friend of mine. Her husband makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, they do really well, but he's not good at managing money. Mm-hmm. If he got to pay the bills, shit going to look a little bit different around mm-hmm. there. She may not make as much money, mm-hmm. but she know how to make that shit stretch, double.
That's what you know. Need. That's why you need a helpmate.
And that's what
they balance each other.
And that's what I feel like a wife, a helpmate. That's what it should be. It should be my balance. So, yeah, but I'm ready to. You know, I've been a hoe long enough.
Yeah.
I done did everything I done wanted to do as
Me
a single
too.
Man.
I am so, seriously.
So, like.
I have a date tonight.
Okay.
With a new person. I'm going to tell you. That's why I keep looking at my phone.
What time you got to be to the date?
So, I told him we can meet at 9, but I'm probably going to tell him 9:30. But
I had you out of here in order to meet him in time.
Look, so. I wasn't even trying to meet this motherfucker, okay? My homegirl, which she's really not my homegirl. She's my sister's homegirl. She like, oh, I got this guy I want you to meet. I'm like, now mind you, my sister is single. That's her friend. Her best
I remember
friend
meeting
is
sister.
Single. Her bestest friend is single. So I'm like, so why you want to hook me up with this man?
Maybe she thought he'd be a better fit for
you. Why you skip my sister and your best friend and then thought of your old friend's sister? Like, why you think of me? She was like, because he a good guy. He a good catch. He needs, you know, like, I think y'all a vibe. I'm like, okay. So she showed the picture to my sister. And my sister was like, she not going to like him. So I ain't going to lie. He not my type on paper. I hope he don't follow you. He's not my type on paper. But when she put the phone numbers together and we get the text, I'm like, okay, he a vibe. He cool. You know, like, so I'll go meet him and see what's up. Like, I'm willing to give anybody a chance and see what's going on as long as
Except
they
the
got.
Except niggas in your DMs.
As long as he's got something going for himself. He has something going for himself. I liked his page. I like what was going because, you know, I definitely look.
That page shit don't mean nothing.
Oh, it don't. But I liked the conversation as the text messages were flowing. And he said, let's do a meet and greet tonight. I keep in my
It's bed. It's fine.
He like, let's do a meet and greet. I said, okay, cool. I'll meet you. I'm going on a podcast or whatever. And then afterwards, I'll meet you really, you know, quick, whatever, see what's going on.
Quick.
But yeah, because it's a meet and greet. That's what he said. He put it as a meet. This ain't a date. It's a meet and greet.
We can turn into greet. A date.
Not tonight. I got to go to work in the morning.
So?
Definitely not a date. It's a meet and greet to see, you know, if, you know, what's going on.
This is so early. I learn something new every time I talk to you because I didn't know the etiquette of flying women out. I never flew the bitch out. So I didn't know how that goes and flying your homegirls out if they want to have a good time with my niggas. We supposed, you know, I had somebody from another state that was mildly interested in coming here to see me mm-hmm. and see a concert that was coming up. And she was like, you know, I'm thinking about flying out. And if I do, I like to run into you. I was like, no, bitch, I'm here. You know, I'm in Detroit. Yeah, I'm in Detroit. And she was like, well, have you started looking at flights? I said, thank you. Thinking come again.
Have you? You said you would come here.
Well, she's like, well, I'd like to come out there and see you. And I was like, and you can, because Detroit is wide the fuck open.
Yeah, but I didn't say I wanted to see you. You said you wanted to see me. So that's a different conversation.
And I'm open to seeing you when you get here.
That's a different conversation, though. You didn't openly say, I want to see you, so I want to bring you here. She said, I want to come out there. So that's a different conversation. If I see a nigga out of town and I say, I want to see you, I'm going to fly myself out, but I'm probably never going to do that. It's never that serious. However, she set it up to where she wanted to see you. You didn't say, hey, I want you to see me. I want you to come out to Detroit, and let's go check this concert out. Then the expectation is, okay, fly me out.
Yeah, when you get to Detroit, whenever, let me know.
Yeah, facts.
But like
let's get into the smoke.
Okay.
So my man
ain't going to... He on a slow train to getting some.
Who?
This nigga you gonna meet up tonight. He at the meet and greet stage. He ain't even made it to a date. But what'd it take to get them panties off of you?
Oh my God. The panties off of me.
What'd it take to get you butt naked?
Dang, fuck you up.
God, he done wined and dined. Took you out on an experience.
How many times I gotta tell you it's about a motherfucking feeling? I don't give a fuck with how much you done spent. I done had niggas.
I ain't talking about a dollar amount. I'm not talking
you
about.
But you just said he done wine and dined you.
Yeah. So let's just paint a picture. Y'all done. Let's say we done went out about.
It's a motherfucking vibe. I gotta feel the vibe. I gotta be.
If you done went out with a nigga like 4 or 5 times,
I don't give a fuck if I went out with you for 10 times.
That's not a vibe. You ain't got a vibe yet.
I don't know.
How long it take for the vibe to kick in?
No, I can go out with a nigga one night and be like, God damn. Like, I don't care. It's a one-nighter tonight. Like, I'm feeling it. I don't know. It can't be a 1, 2, 3. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking. But it's just the feeling. It's just the moment.
I gotta have the feeling.
The sun and the moon.
The moment. Everything gotta be aligning for me. You know, my shit gotta be throbbing, like, yeah, I want to wait until the next time I see this nigga. I want to do it today.
Okay.
All that. I ain't one of those, it's 3 months. I got to wait for 3 months to fuck him and figure out if I like him. No, I'm not her. It's all about the vibe for me. If we vibing, and I'm feeling it and I want to do that, that's what condoms is for. That's what protection is for. Let's go.
Okay.
And then guess what? My friends tell me all the time, you crazy. I ain't got to talk to you ever again after that night. If you don't call me, I'm okay. Because guess what?
No follow-up?
Because I wanted to do that. I don't never do nothing because of what another motherfucker want to do. I do it because I want to do it. So if I do it because I wanted to do it, I'm comfortable with, okay, if we never talk again, I'm fine because that's what I wanted to do. So I'm okay.
Okay, fair. That's fair. So when you finally get to it, what's off limits?
I'm not no booty hole brown, bitch. You ain't fucking with my ass. You not fucking
a little licking on the ass?
I like a little lick. You can lick on my ass. You can put a little finger in my ass. You ain't putting your dick in my ass. I'm not fucking an ass.
Are you waiting for your husband or are you just...
That's off limits. My husband can do... He can put it in every hole in my body. If he want to put it in my ear hole, he want to stick it between...
I don't understand why women feel like that's
my
so...
my second toe.
Like that's so sacred.
It's not necessarily sacred. It's just I'm not... You know what scares me? I ain't gonna lie. And I know this might sound crazy, and I'm sorry to the LGBT community. You ain't putting your dick in my ass, because that just sounds like AIDS.
Tiffany.
I know it's ignorance.
Me.
I know it's ignorance.
I'm going to need you to grow up.
No, I don't want no dicks in my ass. They always say, if you Google that shit, they be like going from the coochie to the ass and the ass to
ATM.
Coochie. Or whatever that is. I don't give a fuck what
that's ass to mouth.
Oh, you ain't putting it in my ass and then come put it in my mouth. You definitely ain't doing that.
I know. I mean, people like what they
I
like.
I know what come out this ass. And you know what come out your ass. I ain't licking no nigga's ass.
So I'm going to say something.
I ain't licking no nigga ass. He can lick my ass all day. I'm not licking no nigga ass.
Fresh out the shower, maybe?
No.
You see me use the Dove.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not licking.
And no, I use the hand.
I'm not licking no feet. I don't like licking no feet. I really don't like a nigga licking my feet. That ain't my jam.
So what's your favorite style of foreplay?
Ooh. My favorite style. I might be childish. I still like to be fingered. I like being fingered, and I like being ate out at the same time. Finger me, play, do multiple things to me at the same time. I like that. I like that. It gets me to the point. It gets me there. Like, I might come before you even put the dick in me if you're doing all that. Oh my God. Childish. I don't know. A lot of people don't like being fingered at this big age, but I like some. It's something about the hand touching on me down there that get me to the point.
Okay.
Stop looking at me like that.
There's no judgment. There's no judgment
Dame
on Dame
After
Dark.
Keep looking
There's
at
no
me.
Judgment. There's no judgment here.
Looking at me with the mask.
I'm just. We just have a good conversation.
Next.
Dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call you like a nasty bitch? Tell you a good
Oh,
girl?
Yeah, you better. I like all that.
Okay.
I hate a quiet nigga. Don't be quiet. If you quiet, now I'm questioning myself. Now I'm trying to figure
like
out.
Like quiet, like he won't moan?
Like, so.
Because I ain't no moaner.
Oh, I like when a nigga moan. You better moan.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm moaning. If I'm sucking your dick, I'm moaning. Better moan.
I'm enjoying it. I'm talking to you. Like,
no,
but I
want a nigga to moan. When you come, I want you to moan. I want you to shake. I want you to tremble. I want all that. Make me feel like this is the
Make
best
you feel like you did something?
You ever had. Oh, I be doing something.
Okay. I hear you.
I'm just saying, I like all that. I don't like quietness. Like, the quiet shit will have you in your thoughts. Like, damn, it wasn't that good. He ain't really fucking with it. Like, what? I'm used to noise.
Okay.
I'm used to moaning. I'm used to.
So if he mute.
Damn. I'm used to, you know, hearing, God, fuck, shit. Bitch, damn, you my bitch. This my pussy. This your dick, bitch. Like, I'm used to, I like that. Like, because that's getting me off.
So you like
off.
A nigga lying to you?
No.
You like a nigga lying to
I
you.
Mean, I be lying too. It's your pussy.
It's yours. It's yours
definitely
for
not.
Now.
It's mine.
It's yours
but,
for
yeah,
today.
Right. You know, but so what? Lie to me. You heard Queen
It
Naja.
Belongs to you.
Lie to me. Okay, next.
All right, so this is one thing that a lot of people be on the fence about, like bodily fluids.
Okay.
You peeing on a nigga?
I have.
You gonna let him?
I have.
Okay. I knew it.
Listen, in the shower, you ain't peeing on me on the dry ass bed. That ain't gonna happen. That shit gotta go down the drain, motherfucker. And I gotta get rinsed
off. There's ways
off.
To do it on a bed.
I'm not doing it on a bed.
Okay.
I don't want it on the bed. We in the shower. Whatever. Come on me, pee on me, spit on me, all that.
Now, that's something that I like that not a lot of people be into. Like,
spit?
You can spit my mouth.
I like spitting in the mouth.
Yeah, you can spit my mouth.
I yeah, like I like it. Spit like in that. My mouth and do it slow. And then
yeah.
Like, let that shit drip, then slurp it back up, and then let it go back down.
Yeah, I like.
Nasty like that. I like that.
I like that.
I like that. Creature voice.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your fantasies? What you still trying to live out?
Man, these niggas be scary. My fantasies is like some real wild ass shit. And it's really not even wild shit. Like, I'm like an exhibitionist. Like,
you
I'm,
want people to see you?
I want people to see me.
So why not take it to like a sex club or a swingers club?
Okay. So that's probably where I draw the line. I do want to go to a sex club. I ain't going to cap. Like, I do want to go, but I don't want to involve myself. I don't want to engage. I want to watch. I've been to a sex party, and I've liked to watch. I don't want to get involved with the other people around. I just want to watch. I just like watching. And I wouldn't mind fucking my nigga while we watching other people there. But I don't, ain't no swapping. We not swapping. I'm not fucking you. You not fucking him.
You're not trying to, I'm not, nothing new tonight. No new dick tonight.
No. And
it's no fun.
Like, I'm the type of person.
But what if you catch a vibe and it's,
nah.
Got a little drink in you, you catch a vibe and y'all find, yeah, go ahead. Y'all find another couple that's cute.
No.
Y'all would look good together.
I got the hiccups.
And he said y'all two would look good together and we can all be in the same room.
So the thing is, if I like a nigga, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with a nigga I'm fucking with. Like, if I like you, I'm not swapping. I'm not doing all that. That's not my thing. And it's a lot going on out here.
That's what condoms is for, right? That's what you said.
I don't give a fuck.
That's what you said.
But I'm not trying to put 20 other people in the mix. No. No. I'm not doing that. I want to, like, if I'm on a date with my nigga and we out, like, I want to be like, you know, I'm about to go to the bathroom. Meet me in the bathroom. Niggas don't want to meet me in the bathroom. I'm like, you tripping. Chill. Wait until we leave. Like, that's not fun.
Okay.
You know?
So is it the thrill of almost getting caught or possibly getting caught that do something for you?
I don't give a fuck if we get caught.
Well, depending on where you at, it could be
charged. So I've had one situation with one guy like that. And we did that at the casino.
Oh, casino, definitely. The camera saw y'all walk in.
When we walked out, though, the whole female bathroom was filled with women. And we walked out and they actually clapped. Like, yeah, I'm like, he like, dog, you wild as fuck. But it took so much convincing. Like, I don't want to have to convince you to do that. Like,
oh, so y'all ain't get arrested or nothing.
No.
Okay.
Like, who fucking cares if we, what we gonna get arrested for? You came to the bathroom with me. They don't know what we was doing in the bathroom.
Sex in public.
It's not in the public. We behind a door.
Okay.
We not fucking in by the damn sink.
All right. Put your hands behind your back.
I'm going.
You're coming to the judge in the morning. Put your hands behind your motherfucking back. Because they ain't trying to hear that shit.
Whatever. Okay. Next question.
So more than one at a time?
Hmm?
More than one person at a time?
No.
Never.
I'm not into that. I got some friends that's into that. I don't want two dicks and me at the same time. I'm okay. It's not that serious.
Okay.
I'm not into it.
Why not?
I don't know. That's too much of a train. It's not.
I think people label it like a train, but it doesn't, you know, have to be like a choo-choo situation if you don't make it. No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not doing that. I'm not fucking two people. No. No.
So what about just like, I guess, a more normal threesome?
What's a normal threesome?
A man, you, and another woman.
No.
Really? Okay.
Damn, why you say it like that? Really?
Because I know a bunch, and maybe it's, I think sometimes you attract what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you have been, or like you give off a certain vibe or a certain mm-hmm. energy to people. And I know for a while, like I was just meeting like bisexual women for like years. And they'd be like, find a friend.
Time I go out. So remember the guy I told you about, the older guy that I'm not attracted to. Every time we go out, when we go out of town, everywhere we go, we get approached. And he like, damn. Every time we go out, a woman wanna like, what's up? And so I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about me that just says, hey, threesome. I like girls, whatever. I don't know. So I went to Willis Show Bar one night on a date. And we sat, you know, like you can sit in a bar in the booth.
Yeah.
And so it was a lesbian couple. And so my guy friend went to the bathroom. Her girlfriend went to the bathroom. And she was like, are you into girls? I was like, no, not really. She was like, would you try? I was like, I wouldn't be opposed to it, you know. And she was like, I can tell. I said, why? She's like, you just got this aura about you. Like you just got a non-judgmental, like, you just go with the flow. And I'm like, oh, what you say? I'm eating pussy.
Like you like to eat a little
pussy? No, I don't eat no pussy. There you lost me. You lost me right there. I ain't eat no pussy, but I will be a receiver.
So you a pillow princess?
I am a pillow princess when it comes scissoring? To a bitch. I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
I'm not eating so, it.
So what's your beef for eating it?
Because I'm not a carpet muncher. I don't know.
Don't put a negative connotation on it.
It's just, I don't
like
know.
Like you looking down on it.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
It's you got to... Like, are you scared to try it? Is it a texture thing?
It's just my face in front of a pussy. No.
Yep. Your mouth open and your tongue on it.
No, I'm not there.
Okay.
I've not arrived. I've not arrived.
Drink a little bit more of whatever's in that cup. And you,
I've not might arrived.
Get you to,
damn, I've
get
not
you
arrived.
To your destination
no,
quicker.
I've not arrived yet. But I'm not opposed to the other way around. But I've not arrived to that.
I want you to grow up.
I'm not ready to grow up. I want to stay right at this childish ass stage. I don't want to eat no pussy. I'm okay. I'd rather suck some dick.
Okay.
All right, my preference is penis.
You're no fun.
Listen, I don't see why that's got to be fun. I mean, why can't it be fun just watching another girl do that to me? Why I gotta do it?
I mean, it can be, but like sharing is caring.
It is.
And if we all having like a good time, everybody should be having a good time.
Listen.
This a contact sport.
I'm childish. I haven't reached it. I haven't arrived. Okay. When I arrive, I'll let you know, Dame. You'll be the first one to know that I've arrived.
Can I watch it?
Okay. Can you watch?
That's how I need to validate that you've arrived. That's all.
Okay, I'll send you a video.
So that was the last thing I was going to ask about. Because like some people, I like taping my sexual experiences.
There's probably a lot of tapes out here floating on me.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
I like being on tape. To be honest, I like when I'm experiencing the person that I'm with, they recording me, it kind of get me more lit. However, that is a very dangerous zone. But to be honest, like people,
it's
be
a
like,
dangerous
why you
zone
do-
when niggas childish.
Yeah, when they childish. But to be honest, I don't give a fuck if you show it. Okay.
I
don't know no nigga who ain't seen no pussy, no titties, no sucking dick, no fucking, and you know whatever. If you showing me, okay, great.
And I always
can I get a fee?
And
can
I always feel like
that?
If a nigga leaks some shit,
you're
I mean, number
gay.
One, you're a hoe ass nigga.
You're
but
gay.
Secondly, like, nigga, you gonna make her shit like go crazy. Like, her DM's gonna be on fire.
Like, you about to set me up. Because, and let's just be honest, the people that have been recorded might not want to show themselves. You might not want to show yourself.
Your girlfriend don't need to know about. She may not want to know.
No, and not no girlfriend. If they had a girlfriend, I ain't know.
You don't.
I ain't know. I'm just talking about the size. Oh. Like you might not want to show. You might not want to.
I was looking for a different sound, but
they might not want to show themselves. I'm doing the best that I can with what I got. Like Mariah Carey said, what I got.
So terrible.
Using these two fingers right here. Not the whole hand. Just these two fingers. The first, ladies know what I'm talking about. That thumb and that first finger. When you got to just use them two fingers. You know what I'm talking about.
Damn. I don't want to go outside like that on that video.
I'm just saying. So if they want to post, be my guest. By all means. Do what you got to do, boo-boo.
You did incredible work with the props you were given.
With the props that I was motherfucking giving.
Oh, man.
Do
that
what you
got to
do. Do what you got to do.
That is terrible.
Why you throwing all these fucking questions at me, Dame?
You can ask
you me. Down with you... the threesome? You like the threesomes?
Absolutely.
You like it a lot. Like, so, okay. Fuck that when you single. Yeah, niggas love. Would you do that with your wife?
My wife, probably not. But I was in a long-term relationship with a woman. And there would definitely be nights where she'd be like, hey, I'd be at her place. She was like, hey, I'm coming home with somebody. Like, jump in the shower real quick.
So, look, I ain't going to sit here and never say, I ain't never been married. So, I actually had a conversation with the last guy I was dealing with. And he's such an oxymoron because he asks for the shit all the time. And I'm like, no. But then we had the conversation of, like, I was having a conversation with somebody else who's been married for 15 plus years. And they wanted to do that. And he was like, would you do that? I was like, if I was married for 15 plus years and my husband asked me for that because we need to spice up our relationship, I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep my marriage. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would be down. He's like, I wouldn't do that with my wife. I'm like.
Because people look at marriage like they kind of own that person. And it's, I'm not going to sit here and say like it's easy to
say no. Though.
It's easy to see your partner have sex with somebody because it's not
that wouldn't, you know, be I'm easy. Not,
you know, me and this girl that or woman that I was in a relationship with, like, we would go to swingers clubs and sometimes we get there and we just split up.
Where was the motherfucking swingers clubs, Dame?
There's quite a few.
Where they at?
There's quite a few. This one was downtown. It was downtown. It was set up like a club. It had three floors in it. So like the first floor was like a regular club. Had a bar, DJ, you know, all of that shit. Second floor was like where all the beds was, rubber rooms.
Rubber rooms? What's the rubber rooms?
You know, in case you want to pee on the wall or, you know, some shit. Look, it's a swingers club. You know, they have bondage shit set up, sex swings, chairs.
Can you take me to one?
Sure.
Can we go?
Yeah.
As friends?
Yeah. So all that was set up. And then like the third floor was like refreshments, drink. It was like a cool out area. If you wanted to smoke, you could go up there and smoke. And like this shit would bang from like 8 at night to like 4 in the morning. And, you know, be crazy
so
times.
I got a customer that comes to me, and she done been to them, but she said they be at houses, not clubs. She's like, they be at houses.
So I know
in the suburbs.
I know somebody that does sex parties. I've been to a handful of her parties. They were at private home locations.
I've been to one.
So you probably know who I'm talking about.
Oh, no. I don't know who you're talking about. But okay. I've been to one. So I got, let me tell you this story real quick. So I got a married guy friend, and so he was trying to talk to this woman, and she was married. And so he was like, it's kind of odd to me, but me and him cool. So he like, I need you to be kind of like my wingman type shit. So they invited us. It was her birthday. She had a house, and she was like, you know, come out to my house, blah, blah, blah. We having a little party, blah, blah, blah. So he couldn't get out that night. So he was like, damn, I can't get out. And I was like, well, I ain't gonna go if you ain't going. I wanna go, you know, like, but my curiosity. So I went out with my homegirl and we had some drinks. And I was like, she's like, you gonna go, ain't you? I was like, no, I'm gonna go home, chill. I got home, I'm bored as fuck. Like, curiosity is killed the motherfucking cat. I get dressed, I'm like, yeah, I'm going. I wanna see what the fuck going on. I get to this motherfucking party. Listen, as soon as I walked through the door, the first question was like, you do coke? I'm like, I don't do no drugs. I just need liquor. I don't want no drugs. So they had like, but it was crazy because it was all like couples. Like it was all married couples. And I'm like, I'm probably the only single one in there. But when I tell you this party was so fucking boring, I had to turn the party up.
Okay.
I was like, this party is so fucking boring. So the girl whose birthday was, she was like, dressed sexy, provocative. Damn, you see what I got on right now. I'm a grandma for the most part. I'm not showing too much of nothing.
You're not a...
I'm not a grandma, but you know, when it comes to dressing, I'm not a person that's showing my ass and titties. I'm not out like that. Like, I'm going to dress. It might be a little provocative, a little sexy. You might see a little cleavage, but I'm not like that. So I had on, like, jeans. I had on, like, a blazer in the same time. So when I get there, she mad as hell, like, bitch, I said dress provocative. She's yanking off my jacket. I'm like,
pull them titties out.
Right? She like, girl. And I'm like, okay, dang. So all the husbands is hella uncomfortable because they wives is there. It's strippers. Ain't nobody throwing no money. It's
I thought we were here to fuck.
Right. And I'm looking like, what the fuck am I here? Like, I'm the whole single bitch here. Like, all y'all married. Like, I would be turning the fuck up on my husband if he was here. Like, we would be getting it in.
So the ones I went to more recently, I'll say.
Oh, recently.
They've been active. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is fucking. You know what I'm saying?
They was definitely fucking. They was fucking in different rooms, though. I just wasn't privy to the room. I stayed in the living room.
Niggas be fucking. I mean, even when I would go to, like, the swingers club with, like, my ex, like, you know, it's like a club atmosphere.
Where are they?
I'll put you hip. I want to go. Let's go.
I'll
put you hip. There's one right around the corner from my house, but it's like, it look way too grime. When I see, like, the people walking in and out, I'd be like, nah, not that one.
I'm not playing, Dane. We going.
Okay.
I have to see this.
Okay. It's just people having sex.
I know.
But they may want to touch. And
they can touch on me. I'm not fucking nobody, but they can touch on me. I want to see it, though. I want to touch on them, too.
Okay. I mean,
I ain't fucking nobody, though.
You don't, never say never.
No.
Never say never.
Trust me.
You don't know how your night may go.
No, I know me, and I'm not fucking on no weird ass niggas in no fucking bar that I don't know. Like, I know well, this, me. That
this
ain't
a, this in the house, everybody kicking
I
it?
Don't give a fuck. Okay. I want to see. I like, I'm a watcher.
Okay.
I'm a weirdo. I'm a watcher.
I don't think
I like
that,
to watch.
I don't think that's weird, but, you know, sex is not guaranteed at these things. I don't think it's weird when people want to watch. But, like, you know what the fuck it is, though. Also, what you signed up for when you paid your money and you came.
Wait,
like,
you pay your money? How much money?
Yes, there is.
How much it costs?
There is a fee.
What is the fee?
For these events.
What's the fee?
I'll show you my, shout out to my homegirl, Tamika.
Hey, Tamika girl, we coming next weekend. I'm going out of town next weekend. Weekend after.
I don't know when she's having the next one, but she had been throwing them pretty regularly.
Why you put her name out there? Maybe she didn't want her name out there.
I've interviewed her already on Dame After Dark. We've talked about
Tamika,
it.
Tamika, look out for TT coming through. Yeah.
Like she.
Mimi coming through to your sex party, girl.
She all on Twitter. Like, it's not like this thing is not like a secret.
Okay.
Now, she do vet people before they like come out, like, because every nigga with a couple dollars in his pocket.
Yeah, they were kind of weird.
Yeah, so it like.
Maybe a weirdo. That's what I'm saying.
But it's a vibe. It is a, you know, younger folk. Well, like young, our age, attractive people. And, you know, if you feel like getting it in, have a good time.
I can't wait. I can't wait to experience this.
You have to dress a certain way.
I won't wear.
You're gonna have to show that
I
ass.
I won't
granny.
Wear a blazer.
You're gonna have to show.
I understand.
You're gonna have to show that ass,
I understand the assignment.
Okay.
They ripped that shit off me when I came. Like, bitch, if you don't take this motherfucking blazer off, I will wear this and shit. They be like, bitch.
Pull your titties out.
Take that shit off.
Pull your titties out.
Pull your leather pants down, bitch.
And you shouldn't have panties on.
Right. Why do you have on panties? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
You didn't. I don't know what the assignment was, but you skipped the syllabus.
So petty. Dame, did you ask all the questions?
I feel like
you haven't.
I ask everything I want to know.
Okay.
And you started to ask me something. Was I down to threesomes? Now, you know, whatever.
Well, you said you were. You made it very clear. You down with it. You're just not with it with your wife.
And then the thing is,
and
like,
I'm not with it.
As I'm moving towards wanting to get married and that desire, I know it's certain things I gotta, you know, let go of. So I mean, if that's what it is.
No, I don't think you should have to let go of it. Like I said, if I get married and down the line my husband, I'm not doing this shit every month and every week. But every now and again, I get it. Like, who want to be with the same shit, for the rest of your life, you want some a little excitement. I'm good with bringing a little excitement to the room, but it becomes a problem for me if it's like my husband is asking for this shit every week, every month, every, like, okay, damn, bitch, you ain't fucking with me. You just want some new pussy, so just go get some.
Only thing better than pussy is new pussy.
And I get that, but I feel like
I get it.
You can't be asking me that, because then I'm gonna start asking for some new dick.
I think it should
like
be
like it's gonna go both ways.
I think it should be a two way. I think it should be a two way.
Like,
straight.
Okay, you want some new pussy, then I want some new dick. Like, you don't just get this shit every month. I want some new shit too.
And that's one thing I learned, like going to these swinger parties, like when me and my ex used to go. Like, it's a little bit of a sacrifice because you come and asking for something. Like, well, niggas want like, well, what you? Why are you hoarding this one?
So let's get into that real quick because I gotta pee. But I feel like. And I can only say this now because I'm not married and I haven't been married. And I might be putting a foot in my motherfucking mouth right now because when I do get married, I might be, like, retracting that shit. But I feel like I wouldn't have a problem with my husband going out and the hall pass shit. I just don't want to hear about it.
That's fair.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know that you're doing it. I don't. Like,
is that how you would handle yours also?
Yeah, as long as it don't come back to me, as long as you don't bring me back nothing, as long as you don't fall into like an emotional connection with
you're not
going to
take care of my hall pass, baby?
Huh?
You're not going to take care of my hall pass, baby?
No, you can't bring no babies in. You go be with her and y'all have y'all family. I'm done raising kids. Okay. My kids is old. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it responsibly. Like, I'm okay with that because I feel like, to be honest, for me, I might want a hall pass one day. Like, I might feel like I want to go out and feel something different. So I would be okay with my husband doing it, but I just don't want to know the details.
So, Mimi, if people want to get to know you, slide in them DMs and try to DM Olympics. Your blessing could be in your DM.
Could they?
Your gift from God.
Could they?
Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe. Stranger things have happened. I've met incredible women in the DMs.
Okay. I don't know.
I met you in your DMs.
You did meet me in my DMs.
That's how we got introduced.
I just, listen, niggas. No bitches. Niggas only. Don't come in my DM if you on some bullshit. I ain't got time for you, and I'm going to cut your ass.
You want to give any social information, or you just got to figure it out the best way you fucking can, homie?
Mimi's World 83 is my IG. Don't come on no bullshit. If you ain't coming on no real shit, no serious shit, save your time pressing the fucking, what's the button?
Request.
Okay. Don't request me. Don't request me. Just go on about your day and about your business. I ain't got it.
Fair enough. It's your man Dame, 3_313 on all platforms that matter. This has been Dame After Dark. Got a crazy one coming up if I can lock down the guests. We've been talking back and forth, so I'm going to see what we can do soon. But this has been the next episode of Dame After Dark. Tune in to Shop Talk Podcast, the Blue and the Black look, powerful content company, the Fall Urban Podcast Summit is coming up October the 15th. It's still opportunities to get tickets. Everything is available on our socials, on Shop Talk Podcast, my socials, JJohnson313. Anybody associated with the shop, you can find information and purchase tickets straight at Eventbrite. But this is your man Dame, 3_313. This has been another episode of Dame After Dark. Stay
at
nasty.
A ball.